There are still many questions hanging over the Antarctic expedition that was brought to a halt when the ship became trapped in ice, draining the 52...
The Breakfast with Louise Mark on 6 ABC Canberra.
There are still many questions hanging over the Antarctic expedition that was brought to a halt when the ship became trapped in ice, stranding the 52 tourists and scientists on board. A Chinese icebreaker which went to the rescue of the Russian crude ship also became stuck in the ice. The ship's passengers were eventually airlifted a few days ago to an Australian icebreaker, Aurora Australis, and that ship is due to reach Hobart in about a fortnight. Now, the expedition leader, Professor Chris Turney from the University of New South Wales, who'd been inspired by Sir Douglas Mawson's expedition a century ago, has defended himself from growing criticism. He says he worked on the research program, which included the impact of climate change, with the Australian Antarctic Division and other bodies, and he claims his expedition was considered significant enough to be given the official stamp of approval. But was it? Dr. Tony Fleming is the Hobart-based director of the Australian Antarctic Division, and he joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Fleming.
Good morning, Louis.
Did you or your organisation give Chris Turney's expedition the official stamp of approval?
We didn't consider their science project, and we didn't approve the science program. What we did approve was the environmental impact of that expedition. We're bound to provide advice about the environmental impact. It didn't consider the operational aspects of the expedition. It didn't consider the science program of the expedition. But we focused on the environmental impact of that expedition.
But he has strongly implied that what he was doing there, the reason for the expedition, did have your imprimatur. Do you feel as though you've been misrepresented?
Yes, I feel like we've been misrepresented. We didn't consider the scientific program, and we didn't approve the scientific program for that expedition.
So how do you feel about that, that misrepresentation?
I've written to Professor Turney, and I've talked to him a couple of days ago about that issue.
And what was the result of that conversation?
Look, I asked him to in future comments that he shouldn't misrepresent our approval for environmental aspects of the expedition.
Do you think Professor Turney's expedition was too risky?
Look, I haven't considered that. You know, I'll look at the ice conditions, and I'll look at the forecast that I had access to. But it's not the Australian Antarctic Division's role to look at the safety of private expeditions.
Will you, though, have a role in assessing what went wrong?
I'll certainly personally look at what went wrong. So we will learn from this, and there will be bound to be having discussions at the Antarctic Treaty meeting later on this year.
Professor Turney says that no amount of preparation could have mitigated what happened. He says there was nothing to suggest the mass breakout of thick sea ice was imminent. Do you agree with that, or do you know more about what actually happened which might contradict that view?
Yeah, so in the Commonwealth Bay region, there's a big iceberg that's been grounded, and it knocked the top off the Mertz Glacier ice tongue, and that provided conditions where there are multi-year sea ice around in Commonwealth Bay, and we knew that, and we passed that information on to Professor Turney. And so
that was a warning. That was a warning you gave.
Oh, we provided ice information to Professor Turney and his expedition, and it's up to him, and it's up to the captain of the vessel where they will navigate. So It was well known that there was multi-year sea ice in the Commonwealth Bay region because of the particular circumstances of that very big iceberg being grounded. We had difficulty a couple of years ago getting into Commonwealth Bay. It was well known that there was multi-year sea ice in the Commonwealth Bay region. But it's up to the captain of that vessel to make the judgment call about safety.
So the safety, the final safety of the passengers rests with the captain and not the expedition leader?
Yes, it rests with the captain.
Mm, okay. Obviously, a lot of questions still to be answered, and we'll have to wait for the expedition, well, for the people to come home, first of all, which will happen in a few weeks.
They're currently at Casey. We're doing the resupply now, which was interrupted when we went to the rescue. They're currently back at Casey, and the 52 passengers are on board the Aurora Australis.
Will they be leaving the ship? Will they be let off at Casey Station?
No, they'll be staying on the ship. We'll focus on the resupply get that done as quickly as we can, weather permitting. Weather's not good at casing. Then we've got a couple of other voyages. We need to get that ship back to Hobart quickly so that we can resupply the Mawson Research Station in the next voyage.
This rescue mission has cost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and has disrupted scientific programs, including your own. The delay in getting to Casey, but in what other areas has this affected the work that you're trying to do in Antarctica?
There were programs during the resupply, and we were interrupted partway through that resupply, and we're trying to schedule those programs now, and we're rejuggling the schedules, the ship will get back to Hobart maybe about the 22nd of January, and then we'll be 1 week late to do the resupply at Mawson. It's a very tight window to resupply Mawson Research Station. The sea ice inhabits the harbour at Mawson Research Station, and there's a very tight window when the sea ice retreats from the harbour and during summer.
Could other people be at risk because of what's happened here?
No, we won't place anyone at risk. Safety of life at sea is our first priority, so we won't place anyone at risk.
How are you hoping to recoup the costs?
The passengers are on board the Aurora Australis now, and we'll calculate the costs when the ship gets back to Hobart, and we'll make every effort to recoup the costs, but it's a complicated process. There is insurers involved, and the ship's owners involved, and the expedition's involved. It's a complicated process, but we'll do everything we can to recover the costs.
Might it eventually involve legal action?
Look, I don't know about that. You know, we'll calculate the costs when the ship comes back to Hobart.
I'm wondering if you would go that far to recoup the taxpayers' funds that have been used on this rescue mission.
I won't comment about that because I don't have all the facts in front of me. We're gathering information about the insurance arrangements and the ownership of the vessel, so I won't comment about that because, as I say, I don't have all the facts in front of me.
Right, okay. So I was going to ask you whether you think that what occurred was just a case of bad luck or whether you believe this exhibition could have been better managed.
I won't make that judgment call now because As I say, I don't have all the facts in front of me, and I will look at the conditions at Commonwealth Bay. I'll look at all the information that they had before they went to the plenia, I'll not make that judgment now.
Do you know what the situation is with the Russian ship? I've heard that the Chinese icebreaker that went to its rescue, that itself got stuck, has now been freed. But what about the original ship?
Yes, both ships have been broken out from the ice. The weather changed and the ice broke up, and they're both, I think, in free water now.
One of our listeners says that he's heard reports saying there was enough food on the ship for 2 weeks. So given that, was it necessary to mount that rescue expedition in the first place?
The captain made a call to indicate that the ship was in distress, and we always respond to that call. So it's not for me to judge whether that ship was in distress. It's the captain and the resource rescue coordination centre.
Who will have overall charge of the investigation into what happened?
Look, I'll talk to the Australian Maritime Safety Authority about that. They had the responsibility to mount the rescue mission, and we responded to their call.
Okay, but in the meantime, you would ask Professor Chris Turney to desist from any implication that this expedition had the approval of the Australian Antarctic Division, that the scientific expedition had the approval.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay.
That's Dr. Tony Fleming, Director of the Australian Antarctic Division.
Tune in to 666 ABC Canberra wherever you are. Find more from your favourite shows and catch up.
96 million out there, so pretty tightly held. If we look at the daily, a break of the 1 cent would be interesting. So, you know, maybe you buy some at 1.1 and some at 1.5 when it breaks the 1.4, but an interesting little chart. That